Harry saw something silvery dart out of it and streak away through the trees like a ghostly bird. Then Dumbledore bent over Crumb again, pointed his wand at him, and muttered, "Enervate!" Crumb opened his eyes. He looked dazed. When he saw Dumbledore, he tried to sit up. But Dumbledore put a hand on his shoulder and made him lie still.
"He attacked me,"
Crumb muttered, putting a hand up to his head.
"The old madman attacked me. I was looking around to see where Potter had gone, and he attacked from behind." "Lie still for a moment,"
Dumbledore said. The sound of thunderous footfalls reached them, and Hagrid came panting into sight with Fang at his heels. He was carrying his crossbow.
"Professor Dumbledore,"
he said, his eyes widening.
"Harry! What the—"
"Hagrid, I need you to fetch Professor Karkaroff," said Dumbledore. "His student has been attacked. When you've done that, kindly alert Professor Moody."
"No need, Dumbledore," said a wheezy growl. "I'm here."
Moody was limping toward them, leaning on his staff, his wand lit.
"Damn leg," he said furiously. "Would have been here quicker. What's happened? Snape said something about Crouch."
"Crouch?" said Hagrid blankly. "Karkaroff, please, Hagrid," said Dumbledore sharply.
"Oh, yeah, right you are, Professor,"
said Hagrid, and he turned and disappeared into the dark trees, Fang trotting after him.
"I don't know where Barty Crouch is," Dumbledore told Moody, "but it is essential that we find him."
"I'm onto it,"
growled Moody, and he pulled out his wand and limped off into the forest. Neither Dumbledore nor Harry spoke again until they heard the unmistakable sounds of Hagrid and Fang returning. Karkaroff was hurrying along behind them. He was wearing his sleek silver furs, and he looked pale and agitated.
"What is this?"
he cried when he saw Crumb on the ground and Dumbledore and Harry beside him.
"What's going on?"
"I was attacked,"
said Crumb, sitting up now and rubbing his head.
"Mr. Crouch, or whatever his name."
"Crouch attacked you? Crouch attacked you? The Tri-Wizard Judge?"
"Igor," Dumbledore began, but Karkaroff had drawn himself up, clutching his furs around him, looking livid.